USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Officials in Buffalo say the suspect in a mass shooting at a supermarket within the city months before the attack. Officials say the suspect, 18-year-old Peyton Gendron, visited the store back in early March. They added that Gendron had planned to attack a second location if he hadn't been caught by authorities. They're investigating the shooting as a hate crime, citing the suspect's racist rant posted online. More than 260 Ukrainian fighters were evacuated from the besieged steel plant in Mariupol. That includes dozens of fighters that were seriously wounded. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says the evacuation of the fighters from the plant was to save their lives. He says that the country needs their heroes to be alive, calling it a principle. The losing ways continue on Wall Street. Even though the Dow rose by 27 points, the Nasdaq fell by 142 points, and the S&P 500 was off by 16. This is USA Radio News.
Hello, neighbor. Pat Boone here. You know, they say every dark cloud has a silver lining, right? Well, today I'm going to prove it. Rising political and economic uncertainty is increasing market volatility. This flight to safety is pushing up gold and silver prices like never before. So, to help protect listeners, Swiss America has a very special offer. Historic silver Walking Liberty half dollars at the amazingly low price of just
$12.50 each delivered.
That's right.
$12.50 each delivered.
While supplies last. Call 800-289-2646 now, which spells 800-BUYCOIN by coin. Put a silver lining in your portfolio now. Call 800-289-2646 or online at SwissAmerica.com, 800-289-2646, and you can tell them Pat Boone gave you the number.
Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot is moving up the weekend curfew for unaccompanied minors by an hour. They now must be indoors by 10 p.m. Also, as of this weekend, minors must be with an adult in Millennium Park after 6 p.m. She says it gives her no joy to implement the new rules.
But having exhausted every other opportunity, every other tool and remedy, we've got to go to this next step.
Lightfoot's executive order comes after a 16-year-old was shot and killed near the Bean sculpture. Baby formula maker Abbott Nutrition says it reached an agreement with the FDA on a path to restart operations at its plant in Michigan. The facility has been closed for more than 3 months as federal officials looked into whether powder formula from the plant caused 4 babies to contract a rare bacterial illness. 2 of them died. Abbott says the FDA has not been able to definitively link its formula to the illnesses, though it's addressing concerns raised during a subsequent inspection at the facility. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Gunsmoke, Fort Laramie,
have gun, will travel.
Frontier gentlemen,
Luke Slaughter of Tombstone.
The greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On many of these radio stations or online, just search for classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. That's classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox.
The Federal Election Commission will not take any action against former President Trump after it deadlocked on whether his campaign broke the law during the 2020 election. The Campaign Legal Center filed the complaint against Trump, accusing his campaign of laundering hundreds of millions in spending from mandatory public disclosure by routing payments through companies tied to his former campaign manager, Brad Parscale. The practice has long been considered against the law, but the FEC, evenly divided between Democrats and Republicans, have often deadlocked on the issue. Come this fall in Florida, protesting in front of a private residence can land you in jail. Governor Ron DeSantis signed a bill to prevent protests like those staged by abortion rights proponents in front of the homes of the conservative Supreme Court justices. It will be a second-degree misdemeanor that takes effect in October. Violators could face 60 days in jail and up to a $500 fine. However, a protester can only be arrested after they ignore orders from police to disperse. Authorities have discovered a fully operational drug tunnel underneath the border. The details from USA Radio's Tim Berg.
The tunnel was discovered by police and members of the Mexican National Guard at a home in Tijuana Saturday night, and the exit point is in a warehouse on the U.S. side in Otay Mesa. Authorities in Tijuana say the tunnel was used to smuggle drugs and for other illicit activity. The Border Patrol has sealed up the tunnel on the U.S. side and is investigating the incident.
For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.